This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now it's time for Pope Pope Parliament, where we bring you updates from the Dewan Rakyat. So the first topic that came up today was our Olympic athletes. And this question came from Julau MP Larry Soon, who began by saying, or by conveying his condolences over the passing of former National Sports Council Chief, Datuk Sri Zolkleps Embong. And he then asked whether the performance of Malaysian athletes achieved the expected target at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and what the rewards given to those who won medals were. So in response, Deputy Youth and Sports Minister Thie Lian Kerr said that the athletes' performances were up to par, especially given the challenges of training during the pandemic. However, a committee has been established to evaluate Malaysia's performance this year.
Pihak kementerian telah menubuhkan jawatankuasa penilaian dan penambahbaikan Olimpik Paralimpik Tokyo 2020 untuk menilai keseluruhan aspek. Jawatankuasa ini akan diketuai oleh Ketua Setiausaha Kementerian Belia dan Sukan bersama-sama Majlis Olimpik Malaysia, Majlis Paralimpik Malaysia, Persatuan Sukan Kebangsaan, Majlis Sukan Negara, Institut Sukan Negara, Panel of Experts serta semua pihak berkepentingan.
As for the rewards for athletes, the Deputy Minister said that medalists for the Olympics and Paralympics Games received the same compensation.
Ganjaran yang diberikan kepada atlet Olimpik dan Paralimpik adalah sama, iaitu RM1,000,000 bagi pemenang pingat emas, RM300,000 bagi pemenang pingat perak dan RM100,000 bagi pemenang pingat gangsa. Bagi pasukan kurang daripada 5 orang, hadiah ialah RM1,000,000 bagi emas, perak sebanyak RM300,000, gangsa sebanyak RM100,000. Dan bagi pasukan yang melebihi 5 orang, ialah bagi emas, individu akan menerima RM150,000 dan perak, individu akan menerima RM40,000 dan gangsa sebanyak RM20,000. Jadi tiada perbezaan. Sekian, terima kasih.
That was Deputy Youth and Sports Minister Thie Lian Kerr. Let us know, what aspects should the ministry be looking at when it comes to evaluating how our athletes did at the Olympics and Paralympics this year? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on, there were updates about the state of employment. And Datuk Saifuddin Nasution, who is the MP for Kulim Bandar Baru, asked about the impact of the 18 billion ringgit allocation for wage subsidies, for job search allowances, as well as hiring incentives. So Human Resources Minister Dato Sri M. Saravanan replied that they managed to save 2.9 million workers from losing their jobs and prevented more than 300,000 businesses from shutting down.
Kita lihat sejak MCO pertama sehingga kini, Tuan Yang Dipertua, dengan program subsidi upah ini menjadi satu program yang cukup popular di kalangan warga kerja dan pihak industri, sehingga permintaan yang cukup tinggi daripada pihak industri untuk memastikan kerajaan membekalkan peruntukan yang cukup bagi ketiga-tiga MCO. Dengan peruntukan yang begitu tinggi, kita sempat menyelamatkan. Apabila orang tanya apakah legasi saya sebagai Menteri Sumber Malaysia dalam keadaan COVID ini, saya bangga dengan bangganya boleh mengumumkan sebagai Menteri Sumber Malaysia dengan peruntukan yang begitu tinggi, saya telah menyelamatkan ataupun membela nasib warga kerja seramai 2.9 juta orang. Dengan sumbangan 18 bilion, negara kita telah menyelamatkan nasib warga kerja seramai 2.9 juta orang dan juga melebih 300,000 syarikat daripada gulung tikar.
That was Human Resources Minister Datuk Sri M. Saravanan speaking about the impact of the 18 billion ringgit allocation for wage subsidies, job search allowances and hiring incentives. And we'd like to hear from you, you know, if you're an employer, how helpful have these government initiatives been? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Next up, lawmakers had some back and forth about whether or not ministers should answer questions that go beyond their portfolio. So this came into focus when Deputy Home Minister Jonathan Yassin responded to questions about illegal gambling. So Rasah MP Cha Chee Kin and Pasir Mas MP Ahmad Fadli Shari asked follow-up questions about the increase in special lottery draws under Perikatan Nasional. So they asked why this had been done, given that it didn't seem to support efforts to reduce illegal gambling. So the Deputy Minister then replied that this came under the Finance Ministry's purview and deflected the question even when they asked for his personal opinion. So here's some of that exchange.
Tuan Ibu Tua, saya masih lagi merasakan bahwa soal ini patut dikemukakan kepada Kementerian Keuangan.
Dari sudut judi haram, peningkatan judi haram, jawab soalan saya tidak ada kaitan. Bagaimana pandangan Timbalan Menteri?
Okay. Kena jawab, Menteri.
Ya. Tuan Ibu Tua, bagi pandangan saya sendiri, bahwa perkara semada ini dapat meningkatkan atau menurunkan kadar jenayah judi haram ini, ini memerlukan kajian yang lebih dalam supaya kita dapat mengenal pasti apakah sebab-sebabnya.
Speaker.
Terima kasih, Tuan.
Terima kasih. Seterusnya Datuk yang berhormat Datuk Sri Tiong.
Timbalan Menteri jawab
Datuk
macam
Sri
ni. Tak ada standard
Kingsley
langsung.
So you can hear some MPs voicing their disapproval there, and this sentiment was later echoed by Hulu Langat MP Hasanuddin Mohamed Yunus as well.
Ahli-ahli Parlimen dan rakyat Malaysia sangat mengharapkan menteri-menteri dan timbalan menteri berani menjawab bukan hanya pada dasar kementerian dia sahaja tapi dasar kabinet itu sendiri. Seperti soalan judi tadi, saya lihat ada timbalan menteri yang tak berani untuk memberikan pandangannya dengan jelas.
That was Hulu Langat MP Hasanuddin Mohamed Yunus. And really, this is an interesting one, right? This should ministers and deputy ministers be able to respond on behalf of other cabinet members in parliament? We'd like to hear from you. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on, some COVID-19 related updates. Kota Belud MP Isna Raisa Munira Majlis asked about documentation and what documentation could be given to individuals who can't get vaccinated due to their health reasons. So Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said that they can apply for a digital certificate on MySejahtera. However, they will first need to submit a doctor's evaluation slip.
Individu tersebut boleh memohon sijil digital khas atau sijil pengecualian vaksinasi di MySejahtera melalui pejabat kesihatan daerah berdekatan dengan mengemukakan borang khas, slip penilaian kesesuaian menerima vaksin COVID-19 bagi pesakit dengan masalah kesihatan tertentu yang telah disahkan oleh pakar perubatan seperti berikut kepada pihak PKD berdekatan. Pertama, pakar perubatan di hospital swasta yang merawat individu atau pakar perubatan atau pegawai perubatan yang merawat semasa ketiadaan pakar perubatan di hospital kerajaan yang berpakar atau pakar perubatan keluarga di klinik kerajaan. Jika permohonan adalah lengkap dan mengikuti syarat yang telah ditetapkan, sijil digital tersebut melalui MySejahtera akan diperolehi dalam tempoh seminggu. Terima kasih.
So the health minister was also asked about efforts to prevent new COVID variants from entering the country. He said that the government has established a genomic sequencing consortium to monitor this. And so far, they found that 95% out of more than 1,300 tested samples were from the Delta variant. So the tests didn't identify any Mu or Lambda variants.
Satu konsortium telah ditubuhkan yang merangkumi 7 makmal di bawah Kementerian Kesihatan, MOSTI serta institusi-institusi pengajian tinggi di bawah Kementerian Pengajian Tinggi. Sehingga 30 September, sejumlah 1,312 sampel telah dianalisis oleh konsortium, 95% telah dikenal pasti sebagai varian Delta, manakala 11 sampel dikenal pasti sebagai Beta dan 55 yang lain tergolong dalam varian bukan VOC. Sampel-sampel yang dipilih adalah daripada semua negeri. Juga sehingga kini tiada varian Mu dan Lambda dikesan daripada sampel-sampel di Malaysia.
That was Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin. He also said that MOSTI has allocated an additional 13.9 million ringgit to continue genomic sequencing for COVID-19. And now on to the 12th Malaysia Plan debates. Sampurna MP Datuk Sri Shafi Abdal spoke about the need for affirmative action to be based on merit and accountability.
Polisi kerajaan yang ada tidak patut menggunakan peruntukan secara tidak berlaku adil kepada warga berbilang bangsa di negara ini. Tambahan pula ada di kalangan kita yang menggunakan slogan keistimewaan dan ketuanan untuk melangsungkan politik kepartian. Perkara seperti ini tidak seharusnya berlaku dan perlu ditentang. Pelaksanaan dasar formatif perlu melaksanakan prinsip adil dan seksama. Keutamaan sepatutnya diberikan ke atas usaha untuk remove the barriers to succeed, not to have perpetual assistant atau budaya tongkat secara berpanjangan. Fokus untuk diberi kepada usaha memberi modal dan capital, knowledge and skill. Yang paling utama menekankan daya ketahanan iaitu grit and endurance. Affirmative action should be based on merits and accountability. We must not only give carrot but also should provide stick.
That was Sempurna MP Datuk Sri Shafie Abdal. Moving on, Baling MP Datuk Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim spoke about high-profile corruption cases, and he denounced the court cluster label that's been put onto him and several other UMNO MPs. And he also called for an RCI to investigate Tommy Thomas, who was the Attorney General during Pakatan Harapan's administration. So the Baling MP claimed that 15 individuals were acquitted in that time.
Saya harap Datuk Yang di-Pertua, mahkamah mana-mana ahli-ahli UMNO yang telah dibuat character assassination dengan izin dan mereka telah mendoktrin rakyat bahawa ada kami ini adalah kluster mahkamah. Padahal 15 kes masa Pakatan Harapan mereka telah menggugurkan. Saya mengusulkan kepada kerajaan di bawah Yang Amat Berhormat Bera yang begitu prihatin dan cakna, let us be gentlemen. Kita wujudkan RCI Tommy Thomas di atas buku, di atas pendakwaan yang dilakukan dan serta buku beliau sendiri yang telah dikeluarkan, biar rakyat tahu pendakwaan-pendakwaan tersebut siapakah dalangnya ataupun adakah tangan-tangan gaib yang telah memberi arahan-arahan tertentu untuk tangkap dan tuduh mereka-mereka khususnya di kalangan kami dulu. Biar rakyat tahu. Sama macam RCI Tabung Haji. Kita mesti berani kerana kita benar.
That was Baling MP Datuk Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim, who is currently facing corruption charges related to Tabung Haji. Finally, Seputeh MP Teresa Kok brought up the need to reduce imports while boosting exports as a way to attract foreign investors. So Teresa, who's also the former Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister, brought up the deforestation and forced labour allegations that are plaguing the palm oil and rubber industries. And she said that Malaysia must demonstrate efforts towards good forest management and labour practices so as a way to gain access to the global market.
Cabaran yang dihadapi oleh pengeksportan sawit dan getah ke pasaran antarabangsa, khususnya pasaran barat, adalah dakwaan penyahutanan ataupun deforestation di negara kita dan juga tuduhan wujudnya pekerja paksaan, forced labour, di Malaysia. Kempen anti-sawit di negara-negara barat yang memainkan isu penyahutanan dan pembunuhan orang hutan dan gajah pigmi dan juga NGO negara barat yang menyerang Malaysia mendiskriminasi pekerja asing telah menyebabkan sekatan terhadap produk sarung tangan daripada Top Glove, produk minyak sawit keluaran Sam Darby dan FGV ke pasaran Amerika Syarikat oleh US Customs and Borders Protection pada tahun lepas dan tahun ini. Jadi kita mesti menunjukkan usaha pemulihan hutan kita dan juga sistem penjagaan pekerja asing kita yang baik demi menembusi pasaran negara barat dan antarabangsa.
That was Seputeh MP Teresa Kok, and that's all for Popek Popek Parliament today. A number of really meaty subjects that were brought up. Let us know if you have thoughts on any of those. Let's see, we spoke about athletes and how to assess their success in the Olympics and the Paralympics. We also talked about government initiatives to bridge the employment gap and whether they're doing enough. We discussed as well COVID-19 variants, as well as the palm oil market and how we can better meet the standards that are set in the international market. Do share your thoughts with us on that. And of course, also on that question of whether we want our ministers and deputy ministers to speak on behalf of our other cabinet members in parliament. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.